have to ask you this. So many mothers in my audience have said to please ask you this question.
Yeah.
Why do you always grab your crotch?
Why do I grab my crotch?
Yeah, why? We think you got a thing with your crotch going on.
I think
here.
It happens subliminally.
Mm-hmm.
When I dance, if you're a dancer, you know you're just interpreting the sounds and the accompaniment of the music.
Uh-huh.
If there's a driving bass, you become the bass. If there's a cello, if there's a string, you become that. So you become the emotion of what that sound is.
Uh-huh.
Okay? So if I'm doing a movement and I go bam and I grab myself, it's the music that compels me to do it. It's not saying I'm getting ready to grab down there and it's not a great place. You don't think about it. It just happens. Sometimes I'll look back at the footage and I'll go, did I do that?
Yeah.
So I'm slave to the rhythm.
Yeah.
Okay?
Mm-hmm. I think the alarm's going off in the house. I don't know why. But we're going to fix it in a minute. We're in live television. So we're going to go to break. These things happen. We'll be right back.
Okay.
Are y'all ready for the jam?
If Elvis took him into the stores in the 50s, the Beatles did it in the 60s, Michael Jackson is the man in the 80s.
If Michael Jackson has a trophy room, he's going to have it enlarged, because last night he came home with another armload of hardware.
And the winner is Billy Jean Michael Jackson!
First of all, Michael Jackson.
Michael Jackson.
When you have broken all those records, when you have the number one album ever sold, the number two album ever sold, when you've broken every record there is to break, when you have become an icon in the industry, is there always the pressure to do something bigger and something better?
Oh, gee, that is something. It makes it harder each time to follow up. So you try to be as original as you can be without thinking about statistics. Just do go from the soul and from the heart.
Mm-hmm. And so when you think of that, what do? You go, you meditate, you think, well, I will now do the Super Bowl. I will now.
No. I just create out of my heart, really.
I want to tell everybody, too, since we're back and we're live, we weren't prepared for, and I know this house probably wasn't prepared for all the lights that are here. And what happened was that a smoke alarm went off from all the lights that are around, and that's what happened, and that's why we went to break. So I wanted to also make it clear, because this is another rumor that's starting, mm-hmm. that the only way I could have gotten this interview was that I contractually agreed to call you the King of Pop. And uh-huh. I would just like to say to the world, Michael did not tell me to call him the King of Pop. As a matter of fact, I haven't called you the King of Pop once here. And I frankly think that the King of Pop is probably too limiting a title for you. I mean, I think that most of the world would agree that you're no doubt one of the greatest entertainers the world has ever seen. So you would be king of entertainment, or Liz Taylor said you were king of pop, rock, and soul. Where did this whole notion that you proclaimed yourself king of pop come from?
Well, I didn't proclaim myself to be anything. Mm-hmm. I'm happy to be alive.
Mm-hmm.
I'm happy to be who I am. King of Pop was first set by Elizabeth Taylor on one of the award shows.
As a matter of fact, we have that. Let's roll that.
Ladies and gentlemen, the 1989 Heritage Award and Sammy Davis Jr. Award recipient, and in my estimation, the true king of pop, rock, and soul, Mr. Michael Jackson.
And that's where this all started?
Yes, and then fans, all the stadiums that we play, they bring big banners that say the King of Pop,
mm-hmm.
and jackets that say the King of Pop, and t-shirts that say the King, and they chant it
mm-hmm.
outside my hotel, King of Pop, King of Pop, King. So it just became something that just, you know,
that
happens all over the world.
Happened.
Yeah.
But you didn't tell me to call you King of Pop.
No.
No.
Why would I tell you to call you King of Pop?
I've been calling you Michael.
Yeah, I think the press loves to just start trouble like that. I mean, again, do not read the tabloids. Please. It's crazy.